clouds and the sun turns everything to gold. Rich Americans in top hats, white ties and tails must be going home to bed with the gorgeous women with white teeth. The rest are going to work in warm, comfortable offices, and no one has a care in the world. The Americans are arguing with the captain and a man who climbed aboard from a tugboat.
Why can't we get off here? Why do we have to sail all the goddamn way to goddamn Albany?
The man says,
because your passengers on the vessel and the captain is the captain, and we have no procedures for taking you ashore.
Oh, yeah? Well, this is a free country, and we're American citizens.
Oh, is that a fact? Well, you're on an Irish ship with an Irish captain, and you'll do what he goddamn tells you or swim ashore.
He climbs down the ladder, tugboat chugs away, and we sail up the Hudson past Manhattan, under the George Washington Bridge, past hundreds of Liberty ships that did their bit in the war, moored now, and ready to rot. The captain announces the tide will force us to drop anchor overnight opposite a place called, the priest spells it for me, Poughkeepsie. The priest says,
that's an Indian name. And the Americans say, God damn Poughkeepsie.
After dark, a small boat putts to the ship, and an Irish voice calls up,
hello there. Be Jesus, I saw the Irish flag, so I did. Couldn't believe me two eyes. Hello there.
He invites the first officer to go ashore for a drink and bring a friend.
And you too, father, bring a friend.
The priest invites me, and we climb down a ladder to the small boat with the first officer and the wireless officer. The man in the boat says his name is Tim Boyle from Mayo, God help us. And we dock there at the right time because there's a bit of a party and we're all invited. He takes us to a house with a lawn, a fountain, and three pink birds standing on one leg. There are five women in a room called the living room. The women have stiff hair, spotless frocks. They have glasses in their hands and they're friendly and smile with perfect teeth. One says,
come right in, just in time for the party.
Party. That's the way they talk. And I suppose I'll be talking like that in a few years. Tim Boyle tells us the girls are having a bit of a time while their husbands are away overnight hunting deer. And one woman, Betty, says,
yeah, buddies from the war.
That war is over nearly 5 years, and they can't get over it, so they shoot animals every weekend and drink Rheingold till they can't see.
Goddamn war, excuse the language, father.
The priest whispers to me, these are bad women. We won't stay here long. The bad women say,
what you like to drink? We got everything. What's your name, honey?
Frank McCourt.
Nice name. So you take a little drink? All the Irish take a little drink. You like a beer?
Yes, please.
Gee, so polite. I like the Irish. My grandmother was half Irish, so that makes me
half? Quarter?
I don't know. My name is Frida, so here's your beer, honey.
The priest sits at the end of a sofa, which they call a couch, and two women talk to him. Betty asks the first officer if he'd like to see the house, and he says,
oh, I would, because we don't have houses like this in Ireland.
Another woman tells the wireless officer he should see what they have growing in the garden. You wouldn't believe the flowers. Frida asks me if I'm okay, and I tell her yes, but would she mind telling me where the lavatory is?
The what?
Lavatory.
Oh, you mean the bathroom. Right this way, honey. Down the hall.
Thanks. She pushes in the door, turns on the light, kisses my cheek and whispers she'll be right outside if I need anything. I stand at the toilet bowl, firing away, and wonder what I'd need at a time like this, and if this is a common thing in America, women waiting outside while you take a splash. I finish, flush, and go outside. She takes my hand and leads me into a bedroom, puts down her glass, locks the door, pushes me down in the bed. She's fumbling at my fly.
Damn buttons, don't you have zippers in Ireland?
She pulls out my excitement, climbs up on me, slides up and down, Jesus, I'm in heaven, and there's a knock on the door, the priest.
Frank, are you in there?
Frida putting her finger to her lips and her eyes rolling to heaven.
Frank, are you in there?
Father, would you ever take a good running jump for yourself? And, oh, God, oh, Teresa, do you see what's happening to me at long last? I don't give a fiddler's fart. If the Pope himself knocked on this door and the College of Cardinals gathered gawking at the windows, oh, God, the whole inside of me is gone into her, and she collapses on me and tells me I'm wonderful, and would I ever consider settling in Poughkeepsie? Frieda tells the priest I had a bit of a dizziness after going to the bathroom. That's what happens when you travel and you're drinking a strange beer like Rheingold, which she believes they don't have in Ireland. I can see the priest doesn't believe her, and I can't stop the way the heat is coming and going in my face. He already wrote down my mother's name and address, and now I'm afraid he'll write and say your fine son spent his first night in America in a bedroom in Poughkeepsie, romping with a woman whose husband was away shooting deer for a bit of relaxation after doing his bit for America in the war. And isn't this a fine way to treat the men who fought for their country? The first officer and the wireless officer return from their tours of the house and the garden, and they don't look at the priest. The women tell us we must be starving, and they go into the kitchen. We sit in the living room, saying nothing to each other, and listening to the women whispering and laughing in the kitchen. The priest whispers to me again, "Bad women, bad women, occasion of sin." And I don't know what to say to him. The bad women bring out sandwiches and pour more beer. And when we finish eating, they put on Frank Sinatra records and ask if anyone would like to dance. No one says yes, because you'd never get up and dance with bad women in the presence of a priest. So the women dance with each other and laugh as if they all had little secrets. Tim Boyle drinks whiskey and falls asleep in a corner, till Frieda wakes him and tells him, "Take us back to the ship." When we're leaving, Frieda leans towards me as if she might kiss my cheek, but the priest says good night in a very sharp way, and no one shakes hands. As we walk down the street to the river, we hear the women laughing, tinkling and bright in the night air. We climb the ladder, and Tim calls to us from his little boat, "Mind yourselves going up that ladder. Oh, boys, wasn't that a grand night? Good night, boys, and good night, Father." We watch his little boat till it disappears into the dark of the Poughkeepsie riverbank. The priest says good night and goes below, and the first officer follows him. I stand on the deck with the wireless officer, looking at the lights of America twinkling. He says, "My God, that was a lovely night, Frank. Isn't this a great country altogether?"
"'Tis."
Angela's Ashes was written and read by Frank McCourt. The introduction was written and read by Jeanette Walls, and recorded by Chris Dorman at Virginia Arts Recording Studio in Charlottesville, Virginia. Directed by Michael Noble. Terry Hogan was the mix engineer. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Angela's Ashes is available in print from Scribner. Also from Simon & Schuster Audio, Tiz and Teacher Man, both written and read by Frank McCourt.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.